The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome to The Consumers. My name is Greg Warren. I am here with Sean O'Brien. Sean, how are you?
Greg, good to see you, buddy. We're back.
Good to see you. Lots gone on since the last episode. We had fired Tim, and he reapplied, went through...
he did reapply.
Yeah.
Multiple interviews.
Yeah. Honestly, Sean and I, it was up to us. He'd be out, but he went over our heads, went to Nate.
Well.
Adrian, went to Felix.
Men of integrity.
Went to Dusty, went to Bates, went to Weber.
Yeah.
And I mean, end of the story is he's here.
Yeah, like, he's here.
It's not something that Sean and I want.
So are we saying that they all voted him back in?
Yes.
Yeah.
They did the right essentially, thing. They're saying that we screwed up.
No, they are men of integrity, and all of them great eyes for talent. They weren't going to let
yeah,
me get
man,
away.
They didn't. They didn't individually weigh in. They just said as a unit.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah,
Nate as a coder.
Yeah. Tim went through all. I don't know. There was probably bribery involved. I'm guessing.
But no, with Tim, none at all. They were appalled at the idea of me not being on the show.
Is that
as
right?
was yeah. my understanding, the coterie, the brand wagon, all of them.
Yeah,
people very upset. However. Huge thanks to my pal Brando for filling in.
Yeah, Brando
doing a great job.
Yeah, Sean and I loved him.
Yeah, Brando's the man.
Great guy.
Yeah.
One of the best.
Now, Tim, welcome back.
Well, you're back, man. You're on the payroll. This is
glad
big.
To have you here. It looks like you're wearing the shirt. It's a Sharp sweatshirt, a crew neck sweatshirt from my man John Brazzi over at the Smucker's Company. That's the peanut butter and chocolate shirt.
Yep.
Peanut butter chocolate Jif shirt.
Yep.
It looks great, man.
I really like it. It's a very interesting brown. I don't have a lot of clothing this color, so
yeah.
I like it. It's that kind of cool logo they have for the chocolate one.
Yeah.
But yeah, it feels good. Feels good to wear. But people, you know, I'm wearing this out. People are saying consumers are paid for. They're saying we're on the take now because if we're wearing gear...
Yeah,
from these brands, people are saying that's what this is all about.
Yeah, we've always been on the take.
Make it clear.
Yeah, we've always been on the take.
But that's not the case.
Yeah, no, we've always been able, you can buy us for nothing.
Well, we were all Jif fans long before any of this happened.
Yes.
Yeah, this has been a false representation. Yeah.
I'd challenge you to find somebody who doesn't like the new chocolate Jif.
Agreed.
It's unbelievable.
Agreed.
Yeah.
And we're going to continue to, you know, be honest with all these things. I'll also say he also that day sent... Or no, someone else sent us the dark roast Jif, which I've really grown fond of.
Oh, really? Yeah, I think that's a Canadian product.
Yes.
You like that?
Really good.
Okay.
I'm a big, I dip pretzel rods into peanut butter, and something about that combo with the dark roast is unreal.
Interesting, because you hated the toasted Cheez-Its, right?
Oh, the extra toasted ones? Yeah, they're not as good as the real ones, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, we had some, there were some people that felt strongly... Against that.
Very.
I know.
I mean, people are fired up about that.
Yeah, some people threatened to abandon the podcast.
Yeah. I didn't like them.
Well, I mean, Woodhull didn't like them, and he's the end-all be-all when it comes to Cheez-Its. I liked them. I thought they were fine, but I'll defer to Woodhull. He knows what he's talking about.
I just wouldn't, I can't imagine preferring those over the real ones, but that's, you know, God bless Cheez-It for making a variety.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's fine. Like, if they were just there at a party, I mean, I would have a few. Okay, I'm not. Yeah. So that's want to be really clear. It's not like I'm flipping the table over and being like I'm walking out of this joint at this party.
Yep.
But I wouldn't. It would be the number one. But yeah, some people are a little sensitive on that.
I know.
Interestingly enough, last week, God Bless Cheez-It hit number 3 on the country charts.
Yeah, I saw that. I didn't. Yeah. And it's been Great Bridge on that one.
Yeah.
God bless Jesus. We're also doing the Jif, you know, this is the Yeti episode and we'll get to it, but we're drinking, consuming, if you will, from our Jif peanut butter and chocolate orange.
And who sent Yetis. Those to us?
John Brazzi.
John Brazzi did.
Yeah. I've always said, man, he always comes through that.
No,
guy.
You have not
always
said that.
Delivers. Yeah, no.
No, you had all kinds. That's the thing. It's on tape. Now you're being like, Sean, Randy can put together a smash cut of the 20 times you said horrible things about Brazzi.
I never said horrible things about him personally. I'm just saying I'm a fan and I look forward to even more gear like that red hoodie I've been talking about. Oh, boy. He's a good man. But great. Just great stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I think I'm going to hit him up for a Jif. I wonder if they can do a combo Jif Yeti. Yeti version with a Jif sponsor. No, I'm talking like cooler. Sorry, let me clarify.
Oh.
Like cooler.
Okay. Because we're holding the the tumbler.
What? Cooler. Cooler.
That's a good call. That'd be great.
What a day.
Those coolers are nice.
Thanks for clarifying.
Real nice. All right. But yeah, good to be back.
Tell us now, you had a lot of sort of big time showbiz stuff. That you'd abandon us for. And number one, you were at the Mark Twain Awards produced by your brother, Chris, right?
Yeah. So it was a crazy since I saw you guys left. I went to Florida with the family and then went to DC it's the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor. It's at the Kennedy Center. And this year they gave it to Conan O'Brien. So my brother's been a producer on it for years and then he's been the showrunner for the last three. So
it's his thing.
There's a number of executive producers, but he's sort of the buck stops the with guy. Him, yeah. So to speak.
Yeah.
But he did, Adam Sandler was the first year that he was the show guy 3 years ago.
That was a great show too.
Kevin Hart last year was when it switched to Netflix. Yeah, and now it'll be on Netflix again, in a few weeks. They gave it to Conan O'Brien, and Nikki, presented was one of the guests and, she was great. Hit it out of the park. I mean, and so many of my favorite. Mulaney was there. Sandler was there. Will Ferrell was there. These guys were all up on stage. Tracy Morgan, who you know went through the thing recently at the Knicks game, and this was his first kind of public appearance.
Oh wow!
And then all these old Conan writers, all these old late night characters and stuff from the Bear, the Interrupter, just a ton of them. It was really really cool. So just a great show. And then Kennedy Center, I mean, even just setting foot in that place is tremendous. Like it's such a cool thing to see. And then be in that room with those people. And then we're, you know, there's an after party and I was out till 2:30 in the morning, which I haven't done in I don't know how long. It was incredible, but maybe so. And I want to say that again, Nikki killed it. It's a great show. It'll be on Netflix in a few weeks and everybody should watch it. So it's just a cool thing to be a part of. But I'm looking around and I recognize someone. I'm like, well, that can't be him. Do you guys know who Ian MacKaye is?
No.
Randy, you must, right? He's in a band called Bugazi and a band called Minor Threat. These are these DC punk bands. Yeah, he's the front man. This guy is as legendary as anybody is, not only in punk, but just he literally invented what's called like the straight edge movement and just this iconic.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
Iconic person. His bands famously never play shows for more than like $15. They've never played a show that wasn't all ages. They only work with independent venues. Just this kind of legendary punk sort of not only musician, but I guess entrepreneur. And he was there. Reggie Watts was on the show and Reggie Watts invited him because he was in DC. So I was like nervous to meet him and finally went over and said hello and he was the nicest, cool, just so cool. And he's, like I said, he's more integrity, I think, than any artist I can think of at all, this guy, Ian MacKaye. And
Randy, I mean.
Was so, well, he said Randy's close second.
Yeah, Randy's not going to just lock at 15 on price.
Yeah, that's.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you're like, I'll stall first time in town, I'll 15. Next round, we're going 25.
Oh, you guys don't know what it's like to have him producing for me. I mean, the rates, they're all over the place.
Yeah.
It's like whatever, you know, one day it's this much, the next day it's twice as much, then he cuts it in half.
When he locks the studio, he locks us out unless we give him a raise, and then we can come in and do it.
There's an agreed on price, then he'll be like, no, guys, we're not doing it.
Yeah, kind of the anti Ian MacKaye. Yeah. But anyway, he was awesome. It was just a really big deal for me. And then he talked about all these like Midwest venue. We talked about the Blue Note in Columbia. We talked about Mississippi Nights here that he played. And so that was kind of a highlight for me. But the show itself.
Speaking of which, I believe I'm announcing a date at the Blue Note. I think it's May 2nd. Here.
Is that right? In Columbia?
In Columbia.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's such a great spot. And we wear a lot of Blue Note gear too on this show.
Yeah.
So that was awesome. And then Oh yeah, Friday I got to I performed at the pageant. I got to open for Tom Green.
Which was
cool. Like wild. He was super nice and a fun show. And you know, he's known for kind of being an absurdist. And dude, just the whole night, like in the venue when you come into the pageant, this big 2,000 seat theater. You know, there's always house music. They were playing Tom Green's album that he made that was his own covers of his favorite Canadian artists. So you walk into the venue for a show and you're hearing I don't know if he did Triumph. You're hearing
Bryan Adams.
Yes. Now you're hearing Tom Green sing Summer of 69 and Bare Naked Lady songs. And it was the weirdest thing.
Any Anne Murray?
I don't know if I heard any Anne Murray. She's Canadian too. I forgot about that.
Celine Dion.
I don't know. Those are the ones that I remember. And he was explaining to me the whole recording thing, but super nice guy. And then he forgot to bring his phone, and then he was supposed to meet a friend. Guys, I don't remember the other songs, but those all could be
on
there.
Bring it up.
Let me save you some time. Bachman Turner Overdrive.
He played that?
Nickelback. No, I'm just naming Canadian artists because that's all you guys are doing.
Well, it sounds like you weren't listening.
So, to the stuff?
Yeah.
I was backstage. So
what did you hear?
Talking to him. I heard Summer of 69, and I heard If I Had $1 Million. And then Tom explained to me that he recorded other exclusively Canadian artists, and he did it at the studio of, what's the band called? The Tragically Hip.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
He recorded there. So we went in. But those are the only songs that I know. You guys want to name any other Canadian artists while we're here?
I just got involved with two.
Sum 41.
Oh, I didn't know they were Canadian.
Yeah. I mean, if they're not playing Triumph or
Guess Who?
Anne Murray, I don't know what they're doing.
Like I said, they could have been on there. I only heard those two because I was
Lightfoot. Talking. More than Lightfoot.
Is he Canadian?
Oh, is that?
I didn't know that.
Wreck of Edmund Fitzgerald?
Yeah, yeah. Did he play? Did you? You had to have to. Did they play Fitzgerald?
I'm willing to bet. I'm willing to bet.
It's real recognizable.
Yeah, I bet he did some Lightfoot.
Yeah.
I bet he did. Again, I was only in the house for those two songs, but. Yeah, it was great.
I don't know how you snub exactly Anne Murray.
Yeah,
you
know? Man.
She made it possible for all these people.
I don't know. Wait a minute. Anne Murray.
She might have been on there. The only one I know because I asked if he did any Guess Who or BTO, and he said no.
No.
Yeah, which was a surprise to me.
I would put Triumph at the top of that list, but that's just me. I mean, I think Triumph.
There's a new...
But that's me. I lay it on the line. That's me.
Randy liked it. Speaking of Triumph, at the Conan show, at the Twain Awards, Triumph, the insult comment, you know, Robert Smigel is one of my favorites. He was the announcer.
That's good.
He announced everybody. It's real. And Smigel's super cool, too. So, yeah.
Anyway, did you meet him?
It was fun. Smigel, I met Smigel in 2001.
Ooh.
I was interning on the VMAs, and we did a Triumph piece, and I went and saw him. And then I met him. I just randomly, he doesn't know who I am, but I've gotta say hello to him a few times, but he knows Chris now, which is cool.
Anything big at the after party?
Just being around those people and the writers and all these people who spent so much time together so many years ago, and it was kind of a reunion for them.
Was Lori Kilmartin there?
I did not see her. I don't think she was.
Yeah, she was a Conan writer.
But Conan's the cool. I mean, his speech. Wait till the show comes out. His speech was tremendous. He's so funny.
Yeah.
And I guess they've talked about Letterman was there. Letterman came out.
Yeah, I heard about that.
I mean, it was just. It was really cool. And yeah, I'd encourage people to watch. I'm a big, big, big Conan fan. All those people. It was great.
Yeah.
But yeah, good to be back.
You know, Tom Green and I opened for years ago.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It was a long time ago. I think it was some independent room in St. Louis. And then I think it was.
You play Columbia. Any Triumph?
He didn't play any music, but we did. It was something in St. Louis. And it was either Columbia or Kansas City. And I had to drive them. And I think it was Kansas City. And halfway through, there's fireworks all over Missouri, you know, in the interstate. And he goes, "Hey, let's pull in there and get some fireworks." And I go, "Okay." He goes, "Hey, you just want to go shoot them?"
Wait, so
we just did. I got pictures of it on my Instagram.
That's great,
deep, man. So Tom Green and I just launched, not like the major ones, but in, you know, he spent like $500 on fireworks. We go, we get off this off road. We're in some. I don't even know if it's legal property. I feel like we get shot. And he goes, "All right, man, let's get going." I go, "I have never done this in my life." He's like, "Oh, that's all right, man. You just light it." Like, as
if, like, man, it's you like, and Tom Green solo are on like a 4-hour road trip and you just stop and light off.
100%, man. I got proof of it online, man. Great pictures of that, man. And we just shot fireworks for 30 minutes in the day. So it wasn't as effective for the visuals, but still a ton of fun.
Pretty cool.
So yeah, I went from never touching a firework to be like, I kind of got this, man. Almost blew my hand off. But outside of that, it was a great time.
Because growing up, you didn't.
Oh,
really?
There was no fun. You couldn't buy fireworks in New York.
It took Tom Green.
I mean, Tom Green broke me. He like got me my Missouri badge.
Yeah. We do have a lot of fireworks, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy, man. Missouri. I'd love to know who has more. You're just driving the interstate anywhere in Missouri. It's, I don't know. It seems pretty aggressive.
Some of those southern states, I think, have quite a few. But yeah, Missouri's got to be up there. Tim and I went to that firework place for your 4th of July party. That one
years ago, yeah. I was just out.
Down in Arnold, Missouri.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It was awesome.
They did everything there.
We just drove through Alabama. There's a ton.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah, that Tennessee, Alabama. Yeah. There's got to be some fireworks. Yeah.
Have you guys shot them off before?
Oh, yeah.
We shot them off with you at Tim's party one
years ago. 4th of
July. Oh, yeah. Those are like sparklers.
We were doing bottle rockets and Roman candles.
You're right. Yeah,
what were you and Tom Green doing that you're so unimpressed by what we did?
I mean, like, it was like light it and run out of the way.
Yeah, so we did some of those.
I know, I'm telling you, man. It was like in the stuff that goes in the air and
Yeah.
In the air.
Yeah. This is purely street level.
We were doing
clip it, Randy.
O'Brien doesn't mess around.
Another dum-dum of the week.
No, man. I think that's impressive.
All right, let me clarify.
Which ones don't go in the air? That would be snakes, I think, are the only ones that
and
do.
And the poppers.
Snap poppers don't.
Yeah, those are cool.
I guess let's clarify. Higher than the average, like where people from 100 feet away could possibly see.
Okay.
Man, that's a great
risk
story.
Risk my life. And then he goes, and then we're done. He goes, let's get back on the road. And we just went to the
game. So nice, right?
It was great.
Sounds
man.
Like fun.
Great. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. You got to thank him, too, for us being here. He essentially was the pioneer of this, of like internet.
Oh, they say that.
You know, I mean, he was before, I think, anyone. Attempting to try.
Yeah.
Is this the first podcast?
Maybe video.
Yeah.
At least video of
Jimmy Pardo was an early guy, I think.
But yeah, no, I mean,
he may have been one of the first audio guys, but yeah, I know Jimmy Pardo was early.
Yeah, maybe Pardo was one of the first, but I think Green was the first to say, I'm going to have like this talk show, film it and put it online.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
One of the first. So.
And your first fireworks.
First fireworks, man.
First in the air.
I mean, he gets you
airborne.
I swear that didn't sound as dumb as I made it sound, I promise. But I'm doomed on that one.
Never does.
That could replace the 390 right there.
No.
You don't think so, man?
I don't think
legendary.
So, buddy. No, that's right. It's not even as big as Tim's saying. I think Richmond was the capital of Washington,
D.C. Yeah, but it doesn't matter. See, it's like, we've talked about this. You guys get a pass. You guys can say the dumbest thing, and it's just never going to be as funny
as I say. No, you're right. Yeah. As far as dumb stuff said on this podcast, it's completely equal. No one says any more dumb stuff than the other person. It's just unfair that yours get picked on.
So you're saying that we're all fair shakes if somebody says something dumb. Everyone takes an equal beating on dumb things they say.
No, usually it's, I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying, do you think it's equal amount of dumb stuff that's been said?
Not at all. Oh, no, I'm in first place.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, generally speaking, I feel like I really take the abuse. But I can take it, man. I'm a man of the people anyway. So
yeah, you are.
I hooked them up, man.
The people love you.
Craig's going to the post office today, man. Mail t-shirts. Jesus, we made a bet.
UPS store.
We're going post office.
Well, I'm gonna have to mail something really big, I think, from the UPS store. We'll get to that in a second.
All right.
Yeah, we got some exciting news. The brand this week is Yeti, the coolers. And the travel mugs.
Tumblers, yep.
Yep, we're not talking about the fictional, well, whatever you believe.
It's a different podcast.
Not the monster. Yeah, it's a different podcast. Yeah. It was started by Roy and Ryan Cedars in 2006. But let's go back a little bit. They grew up in Houston. Their dad, Roger, was a shop teacher. And he was making about $20,000 teaching shop. But he was a big outdoorsman. Mm-hmm. And I think some of his students were making fishing rods, and he noticed that there wasn't a good sealant for the fishing rods. It would crack. Mm. So he like made this fishing rod sealant. It's called Flex Coat in his garage. And he went to a sporting goods store and was like, hey, yes. I think he had to buy some ingredients for the sealant. And they're like, yeah, you got to buy like... I don't know, like 1,000 gallons or something like that. He's like, I kind of need a quart to make what I need. And they're like, well, we don't sell it like that. And he's like, fine, I'll take it. So he buys it and he makes some. He takes this sporting goods store And they're like, yeah, we'll sell that. I guess there was a need for it. I went back like a couple days later and they're like, man, buddy, we're all out. Like, we sold it all.
So this is the material. He's not selling his own rods with the stuff on it. He's saying, hey, buy this coat, stuff and put sealant. It on your rod.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, to make it, I think, flexible, but not cracky.
Great.
Yeah. So they were like, so he quit his teaching job. They eventually moved to just outside of Austin. I think it's called Driftwood, maybe 20 miles outside of Austin. So they grew up in Houston and then in outside of Austin. So the two boys, again, that Roger was their dad. The two boys, Roy and Ryan, they were outdoorsmen. They really liked it. They went to college and they got into some outdoor stuff. Ryan started Waterloo Rods. He was making fishing rods. And Roy was in the custom boat design business. And he was making these boats that really fit the Gulf down there in Texas because it's very shallow. I used to live down there. So if you get in the, he's probably talking about Galveston areas like that.
You mean
or like Padre Island down there. If you're a fisherman, it's pretty shallow. So he was like
shallow enough that you need a specific custom
specific
boat.
Kind of,
you can't just use anything.
Yeah, I guess so. And one of the things like coolers are a big deal. Sorry. Coolers are a big deal for a fisherman. One of the things they like to do is stand on the coolers when they're casting and they're in their boats. And I guess on the shore too. And these coolers, they were not good. They weren't sturdy. He was having a hard time standing on them. Like, yeah, dummy, you can't stand on a styrofoam cooler. You know?
Or
you paid $1.39 for it at 7-Eleven.
All right, picture those igloo ones that are, it's like all handle. You couldn't stand on those too.
Yeah. I think igloo was the big one. And igloos back then, they cost about $20, $30 bucks or something like that. And that's basically what we got. So he's like, we gotta get a better cooler. They found a cooler at a trade show that was made in Thailand. And that thing was pretty good. And he set up a business to distribute these coolers. And it was good, but it wasn't great. One of the things I think that they had like a bunch of red stains on the bottoms of the coolers. And when he went to Thailand, I think he found, well, there's red clay there and the floors are dirt. In the they're like dirt floors there, so that they were staining the stuff. So that didn't work. And he was like, we got to do, rather than distribute these ones that are pretty good, like they're good. We need to get something better. So he starts to look to make his own. He partnered up with a guy named Ivan Royal Brown. Royal Brown was an Aussie. He was from Australia. That's what that means, Tim.
Aussie.
Yeah.
Roger that. Yeah. We got that.
Okay. He was from Australia, and he like knew a lot about making coolers. So they partnered with him, but his facility was in the Philippines. So he goes to the Philippines, and this guy sort of helps him out, and they start making a really cool cooler. This is key. They used a process called rotational molding.
Okay.
So I guess you take the resin that you use to make plastic stuff and you spin it at a very, very high speed. And again, when we get to tech stuff, I'm never good. But when you spin it like that, it gets rid of the seams and the creases that you would find. They compare it to kayaks, a lot of kayaks. And highway barriers are made with rotational molding.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so essentially meaning it would leak less because
definitely
you're
spinning. Leak less. Yeah, and it's got less seams and little creases, and it looks cooler. It looks like just like one thing. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. I think the one in Thailand was using rotational molding, but this guy made some improvements, and they said highway barriers too, which I can't picture because those seem to be concrete to me. Randy, does any of that ring a bell to you?
No, it does not.
Okay.
Thanks, Randy.
Here's the thing, man. If I were you, I would go. Yeah. If I were you, I'd go. Well, Randy, when he weighs in, it's important.
Yeah, he's honest.
Yeah, he's
in
important.
In fairness, I wouldn't know either.
Truth, though. Yeah. When you're going down the highway and you see a barrier, you might want to check in. Like, beat on it a little bit, see if there's an opening. There's probably some cold beverages in there or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they might be storing that somewhere.
Great place to fish, too.
Stand yeah. on top Stand right on top of it. Yeah. Right. Now, there may not be a body of water anywhere, but there a lot of times there is.
Do what you got to do.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do what you can. There's some crazy stuff that happened over in the Philippines. This guy, Ivan Royal Brown, who was one of their partners in designing and running, they used his plant, I think, called Outback. That guy got murdered.
Ivan Royal Brown did?
Ivan Royal Brown got murdered.
Wow. Whoa. Just starting to like the guy.
Yeah, I know.
This is a plot twist.
This story is...
It's kind of crazy, and I only found one article that really got into the depth of it.
Okay.
But I think it was like he fell in love with a girl, and he was doing sort of shady other businesses there. Boy. But he fell in love with a local girl, and they got married. And there's some things about Filipino law. They were in Angeles City, which is, I think, the capital of the Philippines, or a big city in the Philippines. So I think it's the capital. But there's some things about Filipino law where it's like you can't own a lot if you're from out of town.
From there,
you know, yeah. Like, yeah, yeah. So a lot of it went in, like, relatives' names, and there was some back and stuff, forth stuff with his wife. But he got murdered. They didn't get a lot of that. But they kept on making this stuff.
So if we go over there, let's not own anything.
Yeah, it's
just like, why even mess with it?
Don't fall in love. Don't own too much stuff.
There you go. First thing is, I think, don't fall in love.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't there a song about not falling in love?
It's got to be Canadians.
Yeah. Tom Green covered it the other day.
Right, I think so. Yeah. No, I think it was Anne Murray.
There's got to be.
She's a Beauty by the Tubes talks about not falling in love. Mm. Yeah, yeah.
You'll be 40.
If you do, you find out you don't love you. What's that?
I'm sorry.
I was saying UB40,
but I think that was a cover.
Well, yeah, everything UB40 does is a cover.
Everything is a cover by them.
They're the greatest cover band of all time.
Are they exclusively cover?
UB40, like, it's reggae versions of hits, or, you know, a lot of cases, just kind of like just barely hits. You know, like Red Red Wine was a Neil Diamond song, not as popular as his other songs. Well, Can't Help Falling in Love. What's the other one? You Got a Smile So
Bright. Oh, yeah.
That's
that was theirs, right?
Temptations.
No.
Okay. No way. So they don't have one original song as far as you know.
I don't think so.
Why
would you write one if you're just, you know, crushing these reggae covers?
Well, we don't make any money on them.
That's
music,
what I'm saying. How are you getting paid?
How are they touring. Getting paid? Yeah, well, touring. And selling records. I mean, you still get paid as a performer.
But they got to give half that to the...
Half of the publishing is theirs. So that yeah, you're right. They're not getting paid as songwriters, but there's plenty to be done
to be
made.
That's good to know. I didn't know about you
doing covers. Yeah.
You think your band is better than Dr. Zhivegas?
Man, you're pitting me.
Jeez, man, on the spot, on record, Tim.
Listen, if you're looking for, you've got to be looking for two different things, right? If you love what we do, you love Disney hits, if you love Christmas songs, and you love punk rock, or just alternative rock, ska, we're the band for you.
Okay.
If you want a dance party all night long, Dr. Z, baby.
Vegas.
Yeah.
Okay. Good answer, man.
Thank you.
That was a tough question.
That's it. Was. Like,
hey, Greg, you think you're a better comic than insert, you know, and then Greg would be on the ropes there.
Yeah. He's kind of the Dr. Vegas of comedy, if you think about it.
I wouldn't answer that question. I think it's one of the silliest things in the world to compare yourself to another comedian.
It's terrible. Yeah. I hate it. Yeah. But Greg is the Dr. Vegas
of comedy, right?
Of comedy.
Yeah.
I don't do cover bits.
No, but you keep the party going.
Listen, let me say this. You do keep the party going, man. You like Eddie Murphy. There's a lot on your resume, man, that supports this statement.
It's true. In all honesty, I would say, Greg, one of the things I say about Greg, can go into any room. I don't care what it is. He'll go in and he'll come out on top. He'll make
100%.
He'll crush. Same thing with Dr. Z. You know, like,
there's some farmers at an event in Wisconsin that would disagree.
Well, if you didn't get them, Dr. Z wouldn't have either. No. But in the same way, Dr. Z, same thing. I don't care if they're old, if they're young, where they're from, what language they speak. Dr. Z is going to turn the party up. The things I do, Ludo is a bit of an acquired taste. Ludo's not walking into just about anywhere and coming out on
Ludo's
top.
Awesome.
Ludo is awesome, but it's you know, it's a more particular. You got to. Like,
I mean, Ludo
things.
Wrote songs.
Yes.
Yeah, man. I'm just but it was talking purely live performance.
I mean, that's half the battle right there.
No, if we had a consumer's party, I'd think about having Zhivegas. I'd probably have Ludo too.
Oh, good. Okay.
I was like, Yeah, but then Tim, you got to work at your own party. So how does that make you
I'd probably have hot licks because you guys play a lot of covers and dance party type stuff
and the punk rock band. Yeah,
I mean, I'll put Randy in on bass. Problem solved.
100%. I mean, he's opening and
Randy played bass
and closing.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Speaking of bass, in 2008, they came out with their first model, Yeti did, the Tundra, and they went to the Bass Pro Shop. Sorry, that's the Bass Pro Shop. Wow. And that is the second time I've made that stupid joke on this podcast, first time on this episode. They went to Bass Pro in Cabela's.
What made them go with the name Yeti? Any idea?
I think it just sort of like fierce, outdoor,
cool.
Definitely, you know, stand up. To Yeti, you think about like... harsh conditions, yeah. That kind of thing. They figured out they were going to make it right, and they figured out they could not sell this thing for less than like $300 and make any money on it. So they were like, all right, we're not going to go to like sort of everyman retailers. Not going to go to Walmart or Target. Right. They're going to sort of like specialized places, and they started with Bass Pro and Cabela's. I bought that right there at a Bass Pro shop today.
Oh, you bought this today, man.
I bought that
today. So if you're just listening, it's a real fancy, nice size. How many gallons would you say that thing is?
Man, I'm not good at estimating gallons, but 15? It's not a giant one.
15?
15, I was going to say.
I could be heavy on that.
Yeah, I think they go up to like in the 80s.
So,
great. In the 80s, there's ones that cost like $1,200 for a Yeti.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They're nice. So Greg got this thing for the podcast today. And then when I walked in, I brought mine. Yeah. I have one already for the display, but Greg already got the thing, but it's fancy. It's a real, real nice
communication breakdown. Yeti cooler. Yeah. I probably wouldn't have to spend that money.
Let's see. There's a price tag on it.
It's $200.
$1,400, Greg.
No, it's $200. Okay. Here's what we're going to do. I just decided.
Whoa.
We're going to the three of us with Randy. And I should say, Randy has an apprentice in the studio today.
Yeah.
Eric Roessler.
Nate Bargatze. Oh.
Yeah. Eric. Eric's a local comic, a funny guy. Randy, just in case he can't make it to record an episode.
The Allman Brothers
He's sort of teaching Eric the ropes because Eric produces a couple of podcasts on his own. So welcome, Eric. You can say hi, man.
Yeah.
You gotta say it loud. You don't have a mic. Yeah. But Eric's a funny.
Eric's the man. He's former military. Respect.
Yeah. What branch were you in?
Marines.
Marines. There you go.
Guy was a Marine, man.
Yeah, they say that pretty confidently. The Marines do.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
That's like, is somebody went to Harvard?
Yeah.
Same thing. Where'd you go to school? Harvard.
Harvard. Yeah. Michael Jr. Is a comedian, a very funny comedian. And I like, sort of retelling jokes that I find very funny on this podcast, and we're always going to do that. Michael had a joke about, man, if you hear somebody that went to like a renowned, good, solid, 4-year school, they will tell you, and that's all they will say. Where'd you go, man? Harvard. Where'd you go, man? The Ohio State University. He goes, if you ask somebody where they went to school and it's a community college, you're going to get something like this. See right now, man. That is Michael Jr. Very, very funny comic. Check him out. Terrific. Michael plays a lot of churches. I think he's probably the number one church comedian in the world, but very, very funny guy and a good guy too. Let's get back to Yeti. Their first model was the Tundra. heavy duty rubber latches, sealed lid system, military grade rope handles. Eric, can you verify?
Yes.
Speak loudly. We don't have a mic yet. Yeah.
A Yeti. We would have loved a Yeti.
Okay.
Anything that keeps anything cool.
Yeah. But I mean, you're somebody that can talk about whether something is military grade or not because you were in the military.
Yes, but that actually doesn't always necessarily mean a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah, like some of those military grade barracks, probably that doesn't necessarily mean you want to stay there, right?
Well, for example, they tell you a grenade has a fuse of 3 to 5 seconds because it could be lowest bidder.
That's rough.
Just in case you didn't hear that, he said a grenade, they tell you, has a fuse of 3 to 5 seconds.
There's a range.
Is a bit of a, bit of a range. Yeah,
it's critical. Right? I'd go with, like if I were
military, on the side
I'd go with the five. Wait a minute. I would go with the 3. You're right. Yeah, I would go with the 3. This is why I didn't work in the military.
Thank God you got out.
I went to military school. For those of you that didn't know,
I was missing a foot
for 1 year. It was things like that.
Grenades was the year 2, and you didn't get that.
We did not do grenades. We did. We fired M16s. Mm. Yeah, we did those. Mm. Yeah, I qualified. I don't think I was that good, but yeah, we had to shoot M16s. We had to, you know, do all kinds of. We went to basic training.
Yeah,
I'm don't very, make it like we did nothing,
very,
Tim.
We're very gun illiterate. So the MC, what is that? Like a heavy duty rifle, machine gun? I have no idea about
it. It's sort of when I was, I don't want to say I was in the Army. Technically I was, but that was the standard issue that everybody was using that was in the okay. American military was M16. What now, Eric?
Still the M16.
Yep. Okay. They jammed. I know that. They jammed and there was an acronym, SPORTS. Each letter stood for something. And I think the first one was SLAP and they jammed so often that you had to know that acronym in order to stop the thing from jamming. Yeah. Yeah. When I say jam, I mean, they malfunctioned. They weren't working.
They weren't working. Yeah.
Yeah. So you had to SLAP. And then again, I didn't know the rest of the letters. Yeah. So I was like SLAP and then ports. Yeah, I didn't know what the other ones stood for.
Tim, how much would you pay to watch Greg just like shoot off at a fire?
I would enjoy.
I'm
enjoy
in for that. $250.
I'd enjoy that. Yeah,
well,
I'll give you that. Yeah. Double that for sure.
I think he means $2.50.
Of course I do, man. Yeah, I don't have the time. I'll round up to 3 if you want. But.
So they also hooked up with a guy named Walt Larson. Walt, they met at a trade show. And Walt was like sort of walking around. I was like, this stuff you guys got is pretty cool. I'm an advertising genius. I'm going to help you out. Like I want to be part of this. Mm-hmm. And he was really good for them. He had some commercials or I think some print ads where they got a bear to wrestle the cooler.
I like it already.
And they, you know, to show that it was bear proof.
Mm.
Yeah. I need to look at it because I'm like, I would have to see if any of these wrestling moves that the bear was doing were legitimate or legal.
Sure.
Know? Yeah. I mean, if you know, I don't. And I mean, if it was in NCAA wrestling, it was folk style, the bear would have had to wear a headgear and
and a singlet.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I don't know if they. I doubt they got a singlet on a bear.
Mm. You're right. That's an absurd thing.
That's ridiculous. The headgear. I mean, obviously. But.
Well, headgear is standard issue. I mean, that's
yeah, right.
And it's a. Purpose. The reason I'm saying that, Sean, is the singlet now. There are, you can wear a fighting shorts and a compression top, and it's just as legal of a uniform as a singlet.
Oh, so that's got to be the way everyone's going now, right?
It's not for some reason. Mm-hmm. I think Maryland was doing it, but a lot of the, I think hardly any of the NCAA teams opt to do that.
What's Penn State doing?
Penn State has a singlet. Huh? What Penn State is doing winning. Is winning. Yeah, that's what they're doing. They just won.
Every year I talk to Greg. Yeah, it's just like I don't even know last time they didn't win, man.
And then I think 2020. I think Iowa won. They're like 11 out of the last 13 or something like that. There's a Netflix documentary that's going to come out on Penn State wrestling. So check that out. They are dominant. They're very dominant. He came up with the slogan, "Wildly Stronger." Keep ice longer.
That's not great.
Yeah, I mean, I don't love it either, but it's working.
I didn't even know it. I couldn't have even. I'm very familiar with Yeti, but that does not ring any kind of.
So you're out of Walt's stuff. You think you're a bigger fan of the bear wrestling the cooler than the slogan?
100%.
Yeah. Okay.
A bear wrestling just an object? That's
yeah.
It's genius.
They introduced drinkware in 2014. We all have what I believe is called the Rambler.
2014. They were only making in the drink game 11 years ago?
Yeah, right, yeah. 2014, they came out.
Wow.
The Rambler. The Rambler Lowball in 2015. You got to remember, the company basically started in 2006, buddy.
Wow.
Yeah. So this is a recent phenomenon. Yeah. And huge growth. Just huge growth.
Unbelievable.
Logarithmic growth early on. Just like boom. Yeah. The Hopper Soft Cooler, which I think is what you have there.
Yeah, I think so.
That was 2014. And the Colster Can Holder. I kind of like that. Can holster, like a portmanteau.
Yeah, it's tough.
Of a can and holster.
Yep, it's good.
I believe. Came in 2015. I thought that it was actually going to be a holster because my Uncle Tommy, back when he was drinking, did show up to a party one time with a holster, and he had two Budweisers in each of the
What a genius. Hilarious. Yeah. Great move, man. Uncle Tom.
Uncle Tommy's a funny guy.
Guy was always one step ahead of you.
He was.
That's why I appreciate people.
He quit
drinking
quite a while ago, but yeah, he had two Budweisers.
Did he sell a holster?
I'll see if I can get it for you.
I'd love that. I went host.
You might have like Pepsi cans just or something picture, there now. Yeah. Coke bottle.
This is Uncle Tommy that didn't have patience for the cookie game. Same guy?
That was Uncle Dennis.
Oh, okay.
Uncle Dennis. Uncle Tom, it's a different Uncle Tom. Tom Travers.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Travers was a big deal in Nabisco. And then a bigger deal, he started sort of a retail service company and is killing it. And he passed away. Passing on his kids, they made it. My cousins Brian and Kevin made it into something huge.
Oh yeah,
they just sold it. I think you might have met one of those guys.
Yeah.
That Tom Travers, he hired Dennis at Nabisco, and Dennis didn't really.
No,
he wound up becoming a federal parole officer.
Yeah,
served us in different ways. And then, Tommy Barnett is the one I'm talking about.
With the whole
Tommy Barnett was an accountant at the May Company for a long time and a big deal in the Coast Guard.
That's great.
Yeah. So, anyways, those were sort of the innovations.
And when did it just blow up? When it just it felt like at some quickly, time it was just everywhere. But how long ago is that? Because I'd have told you I've been drinking out of these things for more than 10 years, and you're telling me. It's only been around for 11.
I have a feeling like out of the gate.
It was hot.
You gotta think it's good because right now it's more than half their net sales is in these things.
Oh, the drinkware.
The drinkware.
Not the coolers.
Not the coolers.
Yeah, that would make sense. And there's a bunch of different sizes and it's not like just.
It's just. It's
well, they got the low ball. Yeah. Here's the thing. If you come out in 2014, okay.
Is that what and you call it? 2014?
2014. Okay. I have the right to abbreviate every now and then.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a different year, though. 2014 is the year 2014.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you're going to say it right. Stop being dumb.
Was there anybody in here that saw Caesar, and I'm probably wrong on those dates, too, or one of these guys walking around with a Rambler?
I mean, I'm just saying, if they've been in business that long, that's impressive. But you're cooling stuff back then.
Yes.
Only so many people, you know,
I don't believe the earth was quite as warm back then, anyway.
Oh, that's a good, an interesting point.
I don't think you needed to. Anyways, 2014, if you've got this thing that comes out, and then the next year you come out with a lowball, you're not coming out with a lowball because the sales were so poor.
You're right.
With the big one, they're like, man, we got to figure out another way. Make some more money on this deal.
They did such an interesting.
It's like Nate, he's killing it. He's like, well, let's add a podcast.
What's Tim Convey doing? Let's throw him on with a couple of guys and see what happens.
That was his first thought. Yeah. His first thought. Yeah. I talked to him. That's exactly his line of thinking.
That's why Tim got back here anyways. He just called Nate.
Oh, yeah. Because he whined to Nate.
Greg's
and,
playing games. Tim has rank. It goes Tim.
Yeah. That's all
Greg,
the last one. Yeah.
Randy. Me.
As Tim goes, is as the consumers go.
Absolutely. Vote Convey. The Yeti, it's so interesting to me, and I can't think of any now, but we see this where somebody decides just something that we all use, right? That we're all using regular, and they're going to make it cool or make it slightly more desirable, their brand. And then it's a better product than what had been out before. I mean, the coolers certainly
especially,
are better than Igloo. Yeah. And they go, we just made it cool. We just made it desirable. Just something mundane that you don't think about. Headphones. Remember Beats by Dre? Headphones were a thing.
Yeah.
We all used headphones. Yeah. Then Beats by Dre came out and everybody wanted those. It's such an interesting thing. And there's plenty of other examples, but they really did that well.
And the design is such a huge thing, and they sort of went for like functionality, but mm-hmm. still cool, mm-hmm. like industrial, cool, but very functional. They it's akin to a toolbox, is what they say. You know, it's like toolboxes. They're not like sexy. They're not like real fancy, but they look, you know, like, oh, that can withstand something.
Yeah.
It's durable, sturdy, reliable. But it still looks solid, you know, and it also still looks cool in its own way. And that's what I think these coolers.
Yeah, they are cool.
It's an aspirational brand. It's one of those things where it's like, hey, I want everybody to know that I have a Yeti and you don't, mm-hmm. you know, Tim's been lording that thing over there over us for what, 10 years now? Something like that.
What, this?
No, that's what's that? The thing my you cooler? Brought there. He brought it here just oh, to, yeah. yeah, every time Sean and I show up with an igloo or a styrofoam.
Yeah,
cooler
Coleman.
And Tim
I just, came in with a Coleman the other day.
Yeah, Tim walked not in. Yeah, good. Yeah. And it's, yeah. Then,
by the way,
then there's these, they used to give away stickers. They don't give away stickers anymore. You got to buy a Yeti sticker. Although we got one that came in these nice things from who?
John Brozzi.
Brozzi gave us those. That's Corporation. Right. Brozzi gave us those.
What were you going to say about me, Lord?
Oh, I forgot. But that sticker thing, I don't know. Because I buy about a Yeti once every 2 months. And 2 months ago, there was a sticker in it.
You buy
it? No, but they'll come with.
Oh, my mistake. I misunderstood you. They'll come with one every time.
But they're not just handing them out
at the store.
Yeah. If you buy something, you'll get a sticker there.
Got you, man.
Are you buying a tumbler every 2 months?
Dude, I'm obsessed. I mean, if I have company over, we got problems because all I have to serve you is all Yeti cups.
Let me get to that in 1 second.
No problem. Okay? I'll wait here.
I want to talk about the. I just want to finish the sticker thing because I think we can lean on you for some important stuff.
Sure.
There's people that will put like a Yeti sticker on their truck.
Yeah.
And they don't have a Yeti.
Yeah. It's pathetic.
It's
I'm
a little.
Sorry, that's.
It's like it's like Tim with all the Notre Dame stuff. He didn't go there. He didn't go to school there. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's not a fair representation of who you are. Or what
did you go there? Well, actually, no. No.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. Yeah.
People are always wearing colleges that they're fan. I'm a fan. I've been a fan of my whole. I wear more Mizzou stuff where I went to school than I do Notre Dame.
I don't know.
I'm going to defend that, which I don't even feel like I need to.
You don't have to, buddy.
No, you don't have to.
Yeah.
I think everybody knows the truth.
I know you've never been to Indiana, but outside of that, you're a big fan.
I've been to many football games there.
That sticker thing is you know, you'll see them a lot on Jeeps. Specifically. Oh, and Jeeps have a whole culture of like these weird, like everything.
They put the ducks. Ducks.
But I saw the Yeti and the bat. All else, not to get us too in the weeds here, man, is the people who puts the 26.2 that they ran the marathon.
Oh,
on,
you know,
gosh, I don't know who started this, but then this was a while ago. I just saw a guy 0.00, and that makes me laugh
that's
hard.
Great.
Every time.
Yeah.
It's like, that's great. That's what I ran my marathon in.
Yeah. Just the gear. You see Yeti hats all the time, the shirts, the just.
I wanted to get a Yeti hat.
The brand, yeah.
At Bass Pro today, I went up to and I had this Yeti cooler, and he had a Bass Pro like uniform on or whatever. And I kind of go, hey, man. And I was getting, I wanted to ask him, do you guys have Yeti hats? Because I was going to wear one. So I go, hey, man. He just started shaking his head this. Like, I hadn't even asked him the question yet.
And he knew?
I don't know what, but he was like, whatever this guy's asking for, I don't know. Like, he didn't want to deal with me. So I go, hey, man, do you have, I go, Yeti hats? He goes, man, if we did, they'd be over there. But we don't.
Yeah, I think you were going to get to know to anything there, man. Hey man, where are the bathroom? Nah, man, don't even.
Maybe
get out
maybe
of my
he was
store.
On it because he was sort of like sort of at the tail end of a conversation with another guy and kind of moving on. Mm. So maybe he had something to do, but
and they've done aside from all the aspirational stuff and that it's just a cool brand. It really does. If you run tests, right, it keeps your ice cold longer else. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think on the coolers, they say if you put something in one of their coolers with some ice on Monday, it'll be cold on Friday.
Yeah. I'm always blown away both with my cooler and my my tumbler.
No.
They're getting ripped off all the time. People are always imitating.
Oh, man. The knockoff game with this is out of control.
Knockoffs like
crazy.
There's
a lot of lawsuits. I think the one that I think the one that that measures up the most is Arctic. It's the letter R T I C.
Mm-hmm.
But if you say it, it sounds like Arctic, which is, I think is clever. And I did, I read some like, hey, what are the top coolers? And, Yeti's certainly in there, but Arctic did get in there, and Arctic's not as, they're like, hey, if you're looking for something that's not quite as expensive.
Yeah.
That's what Arctic's are high quality. There are some lawsuits between Arctic and Yeti.
Now, what about Stanley? Is that the one that's
so in the cup game, the trend Stanley kind of it, Yeti was everywhere. Like I said, all of a sudden these cups became aspirational. You wanted a cool one. Stanley was kind of the next one to come. Stanley, I believe. And if you don't, you have to look up, you guys know what we're talking about. Even if you don't recognize it, it's got the handle and it's a narrower base and it sort of expands.
Yeah.
Originally they were marketing to, like construction guys on the construction site.
Oh yeah.
And then they shifted to like moms or something.
Yeah.
And that one blew up like SNL was making fun of them.
Yeah. It's people crazy. Were stealing them. I think they were like,
and the new one,
lock them up.
The new one now is the Brazzi also sent us this. It's the one, he gave us Uncrustables ones. I don't think we have any in here. It's the, it begins with an A, Owala, something like that. But those things are great. Anyway, my favorite ripoff though, of Yetis, and I brought this in. I was grabbing my Yetis to put on the display.
Yeah.
The St. Louis Cardinals, you know, do different giveaways and stuff. One of the most popular players in St. Louis Cardinals history, probably the most popular of the last 15, 20 years, Yadier Molina.
Maybe Yadi?
Of course, goes by Yadi. So the Cardinals made a Yadi tumbler. This is one of the newer ones. They did it several years in a
row.
That's
funny.
The first year they did it, the Yadi basically was the Yeti logo, and they've changed it a little
Backed
bit.
Backed off but, a little bit,
I use this one too, and you can tell I've run tests with the fake one and the real one, and it makes a big difference, but it is pretty funny that they made Yadis.
Okay, let's get back to Sean, because
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I know, you know, we're friends and you seem to pretty much always have one of these things in your hand. If we're on a road trip, you just have them.
Always, man. Your car's lit. There's three under your seat right now, by the way.
Probably. I probably have a few in my house.
That are mine.
I've given you a couple, though.
You have, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gave me a couple.
Because I don't use them that often. I'll tell you, man, the first time I put like something hot in there.
Yeah.
And, you know, about 3 months later, scalding, you know?
I've never done hot.
It stays very, very hot.
Great,
it does
man.
Not
I
cool
mean,
down.
It's very simple. Coffee, boom. Hot coffee, there you go. You're all in.
Be careful, though.
It's
not going to cool down.
It doesn't. It takes a while. But the beauty, man, is that the ice, I mean, I'm a big water guy at night before bed. I don't know. I wake up every 2 hours and drink water. So I put it in the Yeti, and that ice, I mean, I think I'm going to test it. I bet you it'll stay there for 48 hours. Ice cubes.
Yeah.
If I just put water, set it down, and left alone. But the problem is I have some bootlegs in my house, which I'm going to have a long talk with Heather about, because I want those out. And it's, first off, this is why Yeti is so good. Dishwasher safe, which is key right there, because like somebody gave me a Bills knockoff.
Yeah.
One wash, the logo's all peeled.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the lid's chipped, complete trash.
Yeah.
And that's tough for me to say as a Bills
fan. Yeah, the logo of the Bill looks like, the Buffalo looks like it shot.
I know. It hurts me, man. But I mean, if you go hot coffee or obviously iced coffee, any of the extremes on the ice or the heat, it'll stay.
I will say, with the dishwasher safe, you got to be careful with that ring. Every now and then you got to take, you know, so there's that black, I wouldn't describe it as elastic. You got to take that off sometimes when you clean it because it gets there's man. Gunk.
Oh, that ring that goes around. Yeah, yeah, I'm familiar with that.
Rubber, I guess it is, that kind of keeps the seal, which is great. On it. You gotta take that off, wash it, and then putting it back on can be a bit of a pain. But that's one thing you gotta look out for.
Okay,
good call, buddy.
That's just
these are all great.
What got you into these things, man?
That's what I'm saying, man. Nothing. I was like, I love because I'm an ice guy, man.
Yeah.
Ice.
The water guy and an ice.
Water guy. And an ice guy.
How are you on vapor? Do you like those two other states?
Liquid, yeah. Solid.
Yeah. Where are you on the gas?
On the gas. Yeah.
You a vapor guy too?
I'm a big water guy. I'm a big water guy.
Yeah.
Once again, hearing that back sounds real dumb. No, I think every human some degree has to be a water person be dead.
Yeah.
But I guess where I'm getting at is I'm approximately a gallon a day guy of water.
Okay.
Wow.
That's why I say I'm a water guy. It would just keep, I'd love it. You'd pop the ice in because it would stay. You'd be like, dude, I have all my cubes in. I have every cube from 12 hours ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, they're on to something.
Yeah. You know, it's like an extension with you. Like when you get something at Starbucks, you just put it right into your.
Goes right in the Yeti. Starbucks is not getting the press on it. Not giving them the press, man. Yeah, they charged me $9 for this tall whatever. Yeah. So I'll give the press to the Yeti.
Yeah.
Which we're doing right now and we're talking about. And I'll be talking to them on Twitter later today and getting some free stuff. So we got that going.
Yeah, we don't solicit free things from brands. If they want to send.
Sean does.
What is Tim wearing? Where did we get that from?
Well,
free.
He's a friend, and we did do a lot for Jif over the years.
I'm making friends with these people.
Yeah.
So we're not, we just will be friends.
Please don't appear desperate on our behalf.
Listen,
on
man.
The internet. Please don't.
I know how to talk to people. Mm-hmm. You do not. Stay in your lane. I'll stay in mine. Got it? Yep. Good.
Write that down. He knows how to talk to people.
I know he does. I mean,
coming from a man who never misspeaks.
I definitely. Listen,
if there's one thing Sean does know how to do, it is talk to people. Dude, Sean can talk to anybody.
I turned Tim into a used car salesman about a year and a half ago.
Yeah. I had to get out.
Guy wants free gas every time he's out. He goes to the dealership to load up. Salesman.
Yeti, it is cool. It's become a little bit, maybe even the brand in some cases, they get ridiculed a little bit. Like it can be a little bit pretentious. It goes along with some of that Jeep, some of that, those people kind of trying to, it's a way to prove you're outdoorsy by spending a whole bunch of money on a cup, right? They have a couple of retail stores. They've got one.
20, I believe.
Oh, is it 20?
The flagship is in Austin.
Oh, I've not been to that one.
Yeah.
They put one in Chicago. That I've been to. So they put one in Chicago in a space that used to be a place called the Double Door. It's this legendary music venue on, I believe it's on Milwaukee, in this really cool neighborhood. This we got to play there back in the day.
There's a wizard in Harry Potter, right?
Oh, that was really bad. No, that's Dumbledore.
Dumb.
This is the Double Door because it's on one of those weird intersections in Chicago, so it's there's a door on two different streets. Anyway,
yeah. Randy liked it.
Randy gives it up for everyone, man. He's a good sport back there.
You're a wizard, Harry.
Everybody
played at this venue. One of the hippest things for either Smashing Pumpkins with the Rolling Stones played it. They did a warm up show at the Double Door, this incredible place. They had to sell it, or they vacated the lease, and that's where they opened this Yeti store. So the neighborhood, you can imagine how many people upset about this, that it's a Yeti. It's like the ultimate, you know, kind of commercialism. So I'm in there one time. The store is great. It's a little bit heartbreaking to be in this really cool venue. I saw all this great music, but the store is great. The stuff is cool. I'm in there with my cousin who was in a bunch of bands up in Chicago.
Yeah,
and play there. He had never been in there. And he's the guy working there. He goes, he says to the guy, he goes, this used to be a venue. I used to play here. And the guy's like, yeah, some people have mentioned that. Like all these, you know, music fans from everywhere go into this place and they just stick it to the poor retail workers. Yeah. Like it's their fault that this rock and roll.
Yeah. I just applied for a job. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Some people have mentioned that before. I've actually heard that before. Like they see him coming in. They're like, is this going
to
be a guy?
Yeah, like
that
guy goes to work knowing every day, at least probably three times he's going to get that reference.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know. Rolling Stones, Smashing Pumpkins, I've heard it. You want to look at tumblers?
Tim, you want to go to fun facts?
Oh, yeah, I'd love to. Love fun facts. Yeti has a brand ambassador program. Right. So this is Sean, you're in the brand ambassador game.
I'm in the program.
Yeah.
No, no, this is the difference. Yeti has like celebrities they reach out to and are like, hey,
yeah,
we'd like you to, you know, use our stuff.
Sure.
Because of, you know, your expertise in certain areas. Sean goes on Twitter and is like, come on, guys, just a couple of t-shirts or something. Like, it's a little different. Come on, man.
The categories.
Just anything. Just give us, send us a pack of gum. We're cool. I mean, just, come on.
I do. If we do Wrigley's, I'll happily ask for gum, man. Why don't we put that on the books?
Oh, that's a great one.
That is a great one. So thanks for the idea, Greg. Man. Wrigley's it is.
Take a look at it.
Yeah.
The categories for brand ambassadors over at Yeti, fish, hunt, Western equestrian, outdoor, food/beverage, which within that it's culinary, barbecue, and beverage, and health and wellness. No comedy or podcast.
Which we
category.
Could slide in there.
Wait. I think so too.
Yeah, I saw this brand ambassador thing, and yeah, they within I think outdoor there were these subcategories, and one was climb, and the other one was mountain, which is interesting to me because that means like there's people climbing stuff besides mountains,
right?
That are brand ambassadors. Like, what do you climb? Well, I'm more jungle gym. That's I specialize in jungle gym.
Yeah,
and we'll get it. Sign him up, man.
Well, even better than that, there's people involved in mountains that aren't climbing them.
Yeah, they're just
I guess
looking
they're biking
at
them. Yeah, I'm a big mountain guy. Oh, did you get to the top? No, man.
Nah, man. Kinda, mostly stand in front of it.
Yeah, I guess it's biking mountain biking. But yeah, so they do have the brand ambassador program. Yeti says that smaller cubed pieces of ice are more suitable for use with their coolers. Small cubed ones is what they recommend. But they suggest dry ice is the best kind of ice to use. Yeah, no kidding, Yeti. Of course. It lasts longer.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
2-1 on the ice to beer ratio is what I read.
For beer in general, that's the best way, or are you talking about?
I think I just saw beer. Maybe that's for any kind of drink, probably for any kind of drink, but I saw you had 2-1. So is twice as much ice as you have a beer is what you want.
Oh, twice as much? I would have thought 2-1
that's
the
what
other
2-1
way.
Means, twice as much.
Yeah, I understand that, but the 2-1 ratio could be beer to ice or ice to beer.
Oh, no, I think it's ice to beer.
Okay. Yeah. Twice as much ice as you do whatever beverage you have?
Yeah.
Well, wait, how much, what is a like how many pieces of ice equal a beer?
I think if you would go just sort of
by weight,
by mass, sort of occupied area. So you would have, if this was a beer, you would want two of these worth of ice. You'd have to eyeball it, Sean.
Okay.
You'd have to
or measure the liquid, then freeze it.
Yeah.
And you can be a little bit more precise. You're a big water and ice guy.
But you wouldn't want to just measure the liquid and freeze it because they're saying ice cubes are the way to go.
Yeah, but you wouldn't want
cylinders of this.
But you could take X amount of water,
yeah,
get the exact amount, put it in. Now ice expands.
Yeah, smash
on. I don't need to tell you that. You're a big ice guy. It expands.
I like water.
Anyway, that's
water.
That's interesting.
Too,
there was a Yeti bandit in East Texas around 2017. An ex-high school pitching prospect stole several Yetis and sold them on Craigslist. He targeted oil field workers staying at hotels.
Yeah, man. I don't know if I'd be messing with those guys.
Oil field guys?
Yeah. The roughnecks is what they're called. Some guy that's out there drilling in the oil fields. I don't think I'd steal his thing that makes his beer cold or his sandwiches, whatever.
I agree, man. Yeah, you got a death wish there. No way I mess with those dudes.
That's what the term roughneck means?
Oil field worker.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That makes
roughnecks.
Sense. No kidding. I had no idea.
They're out there. Justin Smith, who has appeared on Nate Land several times, funny comic, good guy. I don't think he was a roughneck, but he would like run stuff out to the roughnecks. That was his job. They were like, hey, we need a tool or we need this. And he'd have to go back and get it and bring it out.
Really?
So the guy's working out in the oil fields down in Oklahoma.
Yeti has stated that its products benefited from being in the music video and lyrics of the song Buy Me a Boat by Chris Jansen. I mean, Yeti, you're so country music, certainly that culture lifestyle, which is so huge right now, has sort of embraced stuff like this, the Yeti coolers, that kind of boating lifestyle, the back of a pickup truck, all that stuff. Chris Jansen has a song called Buy Me a Boat, and he references it. And then there's a music video by Kenny Chesney, Sean, you're a fan. Save It for a Rainy Day by Kenny Chesney. Both unsolicited endorsements. They just mentioned Yetis, and Yetis like, yeah, that was big for us. We got that Chesney money.
I remember early in my career, my headlining career, I was working, I think, in Baltimore at a comedy club, and it was a mess, man. It was like all the beer you can drink for like $10 or something. So it's just like, you know, just waitresses bringing trays full of draft beers, and I'm just up there trying to hang in there. And I think I just couldn't take it anymore. These people were just, there's like a group of people that just would not shut up, and they were drunk, and I threw them out. I was like, you guys got to get out of here. And they went out, and one of them muttered to himself, guy up there thinks he's Kenny Chesney or something.
I do?
I was like, I don't think I'm Kenny Chesney, man.
Kenny Chesney, Dr. Z, a comedy, and the Kenny Chesney.
Dude, that bottomless beer days, man. I remember going to watch shows before I ever started stand-up, and you're like, This is insane. It's like $10 all you can drink, ticket included.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, it was so hard. Because anyways, you know, crazy, it's hard, dude. Just the normal amount of like responsible drinking, because the waitresses are gonna sort of disrupt the show, but you get used to that rhythm. Now imagine them coming back and forth 30 more times than they normally do, because these guys are like, I'm gonna get my money's worth.
Just a complete train wreck.
Yeti goes hard online on the April Fool's Day pranks.
Yeah.
Every year they do the Yeti casket. You know, they'll be like, oh, worship her. Because Yeti gets in, but they're like, it's Yeti this, Yeti that. And they're like, oh, here's the Yeti casket. They also said former NFL player Jordan Shipley has spent his retirement milking elks, or milking. And they offered a Yeti milking starter kit. Milking elks is called milking. I didn't know that.
It's not.
Oh. Oh, that's
that
the
was
joke?
Part of the prank. They said that they made up this whole thing that there was people that milked elk.
Oh, okay.
And they called it milking. And this NFL guy did it. Yeah. It was like a whole prank. And you fell for it.
They need better writers. It's not that.
All right. So, Tim,
I like it. I think it's great.
Let's hear about this for the next 6 months.
Yeah.
That's how this should go. If that's me, off the hook of that. Immediately off the hook. Off the hook. It's that never even happened, Randy. That's the world we live in. Logic and why.
Yeah, man.
That's the world.
You just say dumber stuff, man. I'm sorry.
What did I just say there that was dumb?
Nothing now.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just clowning Tim, man. He thought you could milk an elk.
Yeah.
I thought he was doing a bit. You thought I was? Yes. So that's why I shut up. I was like, all right.
It was pretty dumb.
Greg called him out.
Yeah,
and then we're like, okay, and now we're going to move on. And it never happened. Never.
Milking.
Yeti.
Elkin. Like, however this thing got created, I think you earned it.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. I mean, it's a lot of work.
I've hit the wall laughing twice today. That's a good episode.
Tim is bouncing off the walls. Literally, man. Like fish.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Like fish? Bouncing around the room.
Yeah, sure. There
you go. Greg didn't get it.
Listen,
I didn't get it. What's that from?
It's a fish song.
Oh, yeah.
Man, listen to Fee the other day. It was hot in 97.
Yeah.
Yeti, even in the movie game, Yeti backed its first feature-length film in 2017, the survival documentary Charged, about Eduardo Garcia, a chef who survived a 2,400-volt shock from a hidden power line while hiking in the Montana backcountry.
Huh? Got to check that out. Charged.
Great title.
Yeah.
For such an incident. If you put up, you already said this, there's some strange uses for Yetis. An American expat businessman loaded a Yeti with Chick-fil-A to take back to his family in Hong Kong. Photographers use the coolers to store equipment.
That's cool.
I'd assume actual film is involved in that. Maybe that's why.
Probably. Yeah. That sounds neat. And it's also like, you're not getting in there.
Yeah. Right. Keeps it cool.
You said something about a cool title, Charged.
Yeah.
I saw an article. I read articles, you know, to do research for this. Oh. Yeah. One of them was about Yeti, and it was entitled Pot of Cold.
Pot of Cold. That's good.
Pretty good.
That's good.
Good.
Sure,
man. That is good. Good for them.
Nice job.
Strong. Did you say these guys' last name Cedars? Is that how you pronounce it?
Cedars, yeah.
Cedars. So Roger Cedars, the dad of the two brothers that kind of exploded this thing. He keeps a refrigerator out back stocked with cold drinks for the UPS drivers when they stop by with a delivery.
So I'm Googling Pot of Cold because I'd like to give that writer credit for that that publication.
Changes life.
It's a nice thing to do, man.
Yeah.
There's like 80 of them.
Oh, is there a
pot of cold? Yeah, it's not.
Somebody else. Randy, Google pot of cold.
He's on it.
Pot of cold recipe.
Pot of cold, but also have Yeti in there.
And maybe the word article. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll find it. That's those are your fun facts, my friends.
That's all we got.
There you go. That's all we got today.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's get right to comments, because I know there's a lot of comments.
Yeah.
And for once, Sean, I need you to dial in on this, because there's a lot at stake here.
Sure, buddy. I'm
locked
in.
We're giving away a cooler.
What?
Yeah, we're giving away a cooler.
Oh, for the best comment today.
Best comment today.
Well, I gathered these comments not even aware that was
happening. Good.
It makes it
that's
even good. More. Yeah, yeah. Double blind, I think is what you call that.
Wow, we're giving that cooler away. I was going to give away this sticker. Now it doesn't feel as cool.
Where'd you get that?
I got one.
One of your new...
I told you, I've been talking to him on Twitter.
There was an article in Texas Monthly that maybe that's not what it's entitled. Texas Monthly, if there's any of these brands that have anything to do with Texas, man, you are going to get a lot of information from Texas Monthly. It's a great publication.
I read it every week.
I don't think you do.
Yeah. Well, every month, right?
No, man, we missed it.
I did. Yeah.
Did this one before. I made same joke.
Maybe it was a practice episode.
Okay. Yeah. It was
I think you did do that joke before.
Yeah, I think so.
That was probably the B-side.
Great joke, man.
Strong.
Keep trying.
Yeah, you guys just
Hey man, I'm saying right now, that's a great joke.
Thanks, buddy.
It was. Yeah. I just did it was.
Eric likes it. He's military. let's get to your comments. These are mostly from YouTube. These are from the episode where I wasn't there. Green Giant.
I did Randy played bass 30 times and nobody's acknowledged it.
No, we talked about it a couple weeks ago.
After 10 times.
Yes, because people had commented so often to be like, look, Greg keeps doing the thing. And
yeah.
I didn't.
You hated it.
The version that was posted, I didn't get. Yeah, it's a fine joke. But I almost think it's
never
funnier.
Never was acknowledged.
But I think it's funnier if we continue to not acknowledge. Like,
I agree.
You always
I
let
agree.
It hang. Let the person complete it in their head.
I'm not whining about it like you did with Texas Monthly. Now I am. But, you know, I didn't for a long time.
I mean, it sounds like complaining.
Yeah, I know.
Now, I am complaining now. Yeah.
This guy, he's locks all over. He's so captious every day.
Captious?
Captious.
It's tough, man.
Enunciate.
I didn't really.
Can you enunciate?
Captious.
Captious. Okay.
Yeah. What's tough?
Just, I didn't know how to sneak that one in today. So I kind of forced it.
It's a good
one. I think it fit. I think.
CAP.
It's like always
S-I-U-S?
Making objections. CAPTIOUS.
CAP what?
CAPTIOUS.
Oh, captious. And how did you just use it?
That's cautious, Randy.
Hang on, Randy. We're familiar with the word cautious.
Cautious. Yeah,
we all know that one.
I'm very proud to say that.
CAP, not the thing in the desert.
You need to be a little more cautious when you're typing these things in.
You got it, man.
Tending to find fault or raise petty objections.
I try. I don't know. I think I got it right there.
That's a great word.
That is a good word, man.
Yeah, I think it is.
That's a great, good for you, Sean.
So put it on the books.
Captious.
Some very nice person. Well, I think Jody keeps a list, and I think somebody else makes like some sort of
the graphics.
The graphics. I'm so sorry. I can't think of your name off the top of my head.
Yes.
Very nice.
And we met her in, I want to say in Columbus. And I
Did we meet her?
Yes. Okay.
But she's got like this whole like Photoshop thing almost of like word of the day, like what the brand is. It's really cool.
A graphic for each one of your words along with whatever brand we were doing that episode. It's great.
It's very nice. It makes me feel good. I really appreciate the support.
Let's find out who that is. because we need to honor them.
I can't think. Yeah, maybe Randy can hop into the group real quick. But just another reason to get on the Consumers Podcast fan page to see all those words.
It's jump on Facebook.
Together. Yeah, get on Facebook.
Yeah, jump in.
Be a part of it.
Nice people. Very funny people on there.
So here we go. Here are your comments. Funniest one is going to win this $700 cooler. these are comments
on. When you figure in shipping, it might get up.
Yeah, it's
to
true. You got to stick something in there too when you mail it.
Yeah.
This is from the Brando episode where I was not here from Green Giant episode. Scooty Justin said,
I mean, he's off to a good start with a name.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Yeah, he's way ahead of the curve here.
He said, there is no way Nate greenlit the bearskin story. Because Brando went in on that bearskin, the movie he used to watch, and you guys got deep into that. And
oh man,
it was pretty funny.
He was in so deep on that thing.
I listened and enjoyed it. I had no idea.
So did I. But he told the story and he was on it for about 10 minutes and he didn't even tell the story.
He was not on it for 10 minutes. You were obsessed because you knew the story. So you were obsessed with him hitting certain points. As somebody who didn't know anything, I was very invested in him telling.
You just wanted to hear about maggots for 20 episode. Minutes.
He did say maggots 9 times.
He did.
That's all he talked about. Agreed. Were the maggots.
And I'm not a fan, but anyway. Yeah. Justin says, there's no way Nate greenlit that story. Amy Baumiller, 1034, said, to measure the quality of a joke on this show, we need to start using the Randy Laugh-O-Meter. He's so quiet, but when he hears a good one, he busts out laughing.
Yeah.
I completely agree with that. That is that's a good way to measure stuff.
Yeah.
Well.
I dig it.
What?
What?
He like that double door joke that I made.
Yeah, it was that one was fine. I don't have a problem with that joke at all.
You literally said earlier that it's not funny.
Did I?
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
I thought it was fine.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I don't remember. I mean, I know you did it. Love it.
Yeah.
I didn't love it at the time. It's yeah, good.
Okay.
You know what? I was confused. I was trying to find the, I was thinking of Hagrid. You're a wizard, Harry.
What you were doing is you didn't really listen to the joke because you were too busy trying to top it.
No, dude.
Tag it.
No, I'm only going to tag your Harry Potter joke. I was just trying to remember who Dumbledore was.
Because that matters.
Should we continue?
Carry on, buddy. You're doing a fantastic job. Bang up job over there, Sunvolt.
This is, thank you. This one I love. Sally Duke, 8006.
Maybe we don't use the Randy meter.
Yeah. Eric meter, too. Sally Duke 8006 said, when he first said it, I thought Quisenberry was Sean's word of the week.
Oh, man.
Because you referenced Dan Quisenberry. Chase Keough 6831 said, I'm liking this podcast more and more. Usually I partake of the product as well on whatever you're covering, but not this week. Get that green trash out of here.
Oh, yeah. I didn't like the
vegetable. Yeah, it's understandable. Jay Quinn Creates said, here we go. The Keith Sewer bit gets 390 out of 5 oyster crackers. Okay. We talked about Keith Sweat and I did enjoy that.
Did you?
Yeah.
It's pretty stupid.
Except for
For what?
I think Keith Sweat's to be treated with a little bit more respect.
I think it was respect.
He called him hip hop artist. He's not. He's a like a crooner.
Oh, okay.
He's an R&B soul singer.
All right, man. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, there's a couple songs I'd strongly disagree with.
That you would say are hip hop?
For Keith Sweat? Yeah.
Gonna make you sweat? Wasn't that hip hop?
No, that's CNC Music Factory.
That was not him. That was CNC Music Factory.
Things that make you go, CNC.
Different song.
Very fun.
I don't think you're right. Correct.
What?
No, we're all like 100%.
You think Keith Sweat sang Everybody Dance Now?
No. I think he said.
Gonna make you sweat.
Gonna make you sweat. Okay. CNC. Right? Keith Sweat.
Oh, he has a song called Make You Sweat.
He does.
I did research
on
this.
But I think...
When I do these jokes, like I Googled and it was like, doesn't he have a song called Make You... So it's not gonna make you sweat, it's Make You Sweat. So sorry about that, buddy.
That's okay.
Yeah.
There's a middle ground there. Nobody's wrong. Nobody's right.
Yeah, everyone came out clean there, man. It was a draw.
Another Keith Sweat song?
No. On that one, yeah, that you need to apologize for jumping on me.
I won't.
Tim doesn't.
Yeah. Just speaks to your character.
He jumped on you too. What I jumped on you about is the. I don't think he's a hip hop artist.
Make You Sweat? All right. I do stand corrected. I didn't know which genre to place him in. And that will be a problem with me ongoing. I am not a music guy.
Yeah.
Kenny Chesney, though, man.
Country.
You should have done more research.
I mean,
bragging about all this research.
You're looking at that yacht rock stuff, right?
Love it.
Anyway, regardless, Keith Sewer joke was strong. Susan Wilson, 84-87, said, when Green Giant and Pillsbury merged, they couldn't have the Green Giant be bigger in physical size than the Pillsbury Doughboy, so they created Sprout. I live in Le Sueur, and it was a rite of passage to work at the summers, to work summers at the factory. They still have the billboard of the Giant on the hill driving into the factory.
That's cool.
Kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I don't know if it's cooler worthy, but that's a good fact.
We'll get that.
Pat the Rick says...
What's his name?
Pat the Rick, were you a little under the weather for this episode?
Yeah, I was. And yeah, and I just can't shake this cold. I've had it for 2 weeks.
He's sticking it to you. He says, could Greg sound less excited or tired? I have an idea. Next episode, do Red Bull while Greg drinks Red Bull.
Okay.
If we ever do Red Bull,
I love this comment because literally last episode, we got a comment that said, Greg needs to take it down 6 notches. it's Goldilocks here. Like I can't get it right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was two up on the last one. The one before that. Yeah. The guy came in like hard, was like, I hate it. He was saying how like, I won't shut up and I interrupt you guys too much.
I
need to take it down 6 notches. Wait. That was not on this one. We read that comment. Read that comment. And yeah. Man, is Brando good at
comments.
Is
this guy from Richmond?
Oh, no.
That said that?
No. He's just talking about those people that hated me in Richmond.
Took a second. Yeah. A little deep.
I thought maybe he was from Rochester. It sounds like a...
Rochester? Oh, man. Yeah, I have a few fans back home. Yeah,
exactly. No, I mean you.
Sean's...
I got my sniper account.
Yeah, or he's calling his buddy Mike and be like, hey, man, say Greg sucks, you know?
Oh, Mike would... He would never, man. Gutless, man. Gutless people who... I know this guy's just having fun, not him, but people who like just are like sheer anger online.
Yeah. Oh,
like, yeah. It's just not that I'm some wonderful person. It's never occurred to me like, you know what? I'm going to sit down. I'm going to pull up Yelp. It's like Greg with the Starbucks thing. We can't do it.
Yeah.
We can't rat them out that they didn't have the tea bags right. You know, it just doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
I think doing Red Bull and just throwing back Red Bulls is kind of a fun idea.
I'm not doing that.
Why? You don't drink Red Bull ever?
No, I think that stuff is. I think that stuff is really. It's dangerous.
I do agree.
I have it before. Like some music shows that I do, I'll drink it because it caffeine has quite an effect on me.
Me too, but like I don't need tea. What a Starbucks tea.
This is making me want to do the episode more and more. Then
of what Red Bull?
Yeah,
with me on Red Bull.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, dude, you want to talk about that?
Yeah,
we'll have fun with that one. The kid who like owns it now, Google owner of Red Bull, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know much about it.
It's a mess.
No kidding.
Yeah. Just drinking, driving, people not living. He's got a bag of cash.
I hate it. That's terrible.
Okay. I don't want to get to it. Maybe we would do an episode.
No, it's all right.
But either way.
I guess you guys talked about giving away pieces of the old table. Because people
got that right.
A lot of people jumped on that. And, you know, there's not going to be like... 1500 pieces of that table. So, that's going to be a long-term project and we will figure out a fair way for people to get those pieces.
Do we do it at shows? Maybe give them out.
Maybe
shows?
It's a live thing. You know,
somebody suggested making coasters, which I think is pretty cool. Randy, I don't know if that is, in your wheelhouse.
Mook Apodmas.
Oh yeah. Mook could do it. We send Mook. We find a way to get the table to Mook. Right.
Right.
Oh yeah.
And then, we have him make coasters out of the table.
Actually, you could send it to him because by the time it got to him, it would be broken up into 1,600 coasters.
Just decay.
Oh, Sean. That's good, man. That was funny. That was spot on, man.
I got it to him.
Great.
My dad might be able to do something.
Oh, yeah, dad.
I think it's even better. I think it's like maybe we just send pieces to the table with autograph with some like polyurethane over it or something like clear coat.
Polyurethane.
Randy called it
speaking like
clear coat. Yeah. Is polyurethane and clear coat the same thing, Randy?
I turn on my microphone. Sorry about that. Polyurethane is a type of clear coat. There's like polyurethane, varnish, lacquer. Polyurethane is generally used on floors. Lacquer is usually like on cabinets and things like that. I probably get some spray lacquer from one of the stores that dries really fast.
Lacquer, guns, and ammo?
Yep, absolutely. Dries fast and is very durable.
the women on that listen to this show that love Randy, that just really did it for him. Yeah. I can just tell you that right now. Oh, yeah, I probably just
guy is a national treasure now because of this thing.
It was whatever. It was a foreign language to me, but some ladies out there got real excited.
Did you suggest bringing it on the road, the table?
Amen's. We can just give those away.
We make coasters, and then you come to the comedy shows.
Oh, assuming they're made coasters. I thought it was already just chunks of wood.
Yeah, maybe we do that at a live event. I mean, maybe I'll hold back a couple for people that already reached out. But don't if you reach out, and I need to apologize. He's like, reach out, we'll get you a piece of the table. I'm like, well, we just don't. We're not gonna have enough of them. We haven't figured out. So if you already reached out, I'll try to figure out a way to hook you up. But I think to give out the most of the table, I think the way that makes the most sense is in a couple of our first live events. Maybe we'll just be like, hey, we're going to give out some of the table pieces.
What are we talking size? Like coaster size is what we're
going I think
for.
That's the way to do it. I think these are great. And I mean, I'll say this. If you come to Zany's in Chicago on June 1st, I'll at least have replica table coasters.
Oh, is that right?
Meaning it won't necessarily be the right table, but there'll be posters up there.
He just undercut like what we're trying to do, just sell tickets to a show in Chicago. And I'm glad you should go see Tim in Chicago.
June 1st at Zany's in Old Town.
June 1st, Zany's in Old Town, which is a really, really cool venue. Only about 120 seats in there, so it's going to be a tough ticket to get. But Tim can give away whatever he wants there, but we're going to save the table pieces or anything that's a replica of the table pieces for a Consumers Live podcast.
I mean, replicas are that's fine.
Yeah.
Replicas?
Just let's go to the fun fact.
He can't take it.
We already did fun facts a long time ago.
Oh yeah. Comments. I'm
focus,
sorry.
Man.
I got one more comment and then we're gonna have to determine
that's all you got.
Who's getting the thing. Yeah. I went through all
that. Was pretty good, man. Yeah.
Thank you, Sean. My God.
Like three comments.
Well, I'll tell you what I did. Everybody wanted a piece of the table. That was a lot of comments. So I'm just letting you know there's a ton of those, the coaster thing, whatever. And then I refused to bring up
I'm with you.
What we should call I'm just so sick of it.
Yeah, no, it's got to be shut down.
So
it's got to take a 6-week hiatus.
Took those out as well, which I, no judgment on anybody's whatever. Oh, just we can't spend any more time talking about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like it's not gone forever, and maybe we'll figure out a way to like decide what we're going to call people, and devote like one episode. But I'm with you; like, we can't do it ongoing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just, I think people get bored of it.
Check back in on it.
We'll check in on it. For right now, it's the group to be named later.
We'll decide in episode 381.
I got to do important thing. Yeah, like this. The Truth Group said Brando was going on quite a bit about how much he loves Gallagher. And he said, I'm so glad to finally hear someone give proper credit to Gallagher. He was the absolute king when I was growing up in the 80s. Every time a new special dropped on Showtime, I was glued to my television set. He's remembered for the end of his show, Watermelon Antics, but his true genius was as a stand-up. He not only knew how to make me laugh, he also taught me how to think. Absolute brilliance.
Cool. Yeah.
Who taught you how to think? Gallagher.
Gallagher.
Yeah, man.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Those are your comments. Is there something that sticks out? My favorite is
Sally Duke.
Yeah. Says the Quisenberry thing. And I mean, she wasn't even making, I will say she wasn't even making a joke. She was, she stumbled across that.
Randy, are you okay with sending Sally Duke the cooler?
Scooty, I thought maybe like one of you guys would take it, but yeah, I think that was good. That I got a good giggle out of that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, just for in the room. Eric, you want to weigh in on this?
Yeah, I'm a fan of Quisenberry.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Sally Duke wins the cooler. Sally, you can DM me on my Instagram. We need to get an email for this place. Do we have that?
For this place.
Do we have some sort of way to get out in touch with us?
Nope.
Okay. So Sally, just DM me on my Instagram or...
I think we've seen Sally's work in the Facebook page. So
You put it in the Facebook page if you're comfortable with that. I think you can DM me maybe in Facebook, but we'll figure out a way to get you that cooler. Your address. It's a nice cooler. It's a real nice cooler.
It is. I'm jealous.
We also got some gifts that were sent to us. Let's go through those.
Some mail. This is incredible. This looks like a box of cookies with they're personalized. Randyland. There's a Randyland cookie, a Jif cookie, Consumers logo cookie. So cool. The accompanying note, which I have not read yet, says, "Hey guys, I love listening to your podcast while I decorate cookies. I have to be careful sometimes. You make me laugh and I mess up. Greg, sorry if you are still off sugar. These probably taste like your recipe.
These are amazing.
I have a new edible printer. Whoa. I thought these could be fun to make for you all. Enjoy, Patty Brennan. Brennan Bakes, retired Kirkwood teacher. Unbelievable.
There's Sean Salmon.
There it is. There. Yeah, that's great.
No way.
There is, that's a tractor or what's it? A fork. Oh, it's a forklift.
Forklift.
It's a forklift for Tim. It's, we got Jif on there. And these, they look awesome, man. This is so cool.
So again, Brennan Bakes on Facebook.
Brennan Bakes. These are really, really, they're packaged. Oh, we got a Randy Land one.
Logo is amazing. Awesome.
Yeah, These look really, really good. They were shipped to the UPS store in Kirkwood. Randy, if you could flash that up. But that's where our box is. And I guess she brought them in personally. She brought them in and so she gave the UPS employees some of these cookies. And I walked in and these guys are eating cookies. Like they just, I
with
think
the consumer's logo?
Today, they're eating consumer logo cookies. Like we're out there, guys. Like so one way or another, we're going to find people.
That is great.
In an unorthodox manner. Yeah. But the, my friend Susan, who I love, is runs that UPS store over on Argonne and Kirkwood, who she's been there forever. And I love that place. And I love all the employees there. But
That's awesome.
Thank you, Patty. These look amazing.
They look so good. I don't want to eat them because I don't want to like. I feel like they're so unique.
And she has the ingredients printed on the back: flour, butter, sugar, eggs, vanilla, baking powder, and almond extract. Baking powder, I think, is rare for a cookie because baking powder raises more than baking soda. Usually, you'd see baking powder in a biscuit, but these look amazing.
Yeah,
amazing.
Very nice.
More letters. I'm going to do some more here. Hello, consumers. I've listened to your podcast from the very first show. And now here we are on show 575. Way to go. I know this is an odd request, but after listening to all 575, maybe 623 by the time you receive this letter, I've noticed there are many musicians, guitarists on your show. I was hoping to trade picks with some of you. I have done this in the past with Rory Scovel and Daniel Van Kirk, DVK, as well as with a few radio show folks, local DJs, including the infamous Danny Bonaducci.
Oh, yeah.
I know you don't have consumers' picks. Ooh, we should do that. That'd be really cool. Yet.
Somebody took a pic of us the other day.
But I was hoping for a Ludo pick or maybe a Greg Allman pick from Randy. Please don't mention those names on air, as I do not want a bunch of people hounding them for picks. I am sending a bunch of picks for those who play or want to try. I'm also sending a few blank white picks with the hopes that you could sign/autograph them, usually with a Sharpie. That works best. Best wishes for 2025. Love the show. Greg, that is awesome.
Very cool, man.
I think he did that because he thought we were going to write in pencil on that.
On the picks, yeah. That's cool. These picks
I've listened to these guys' podcasts. They're pretty stupid.
Right. Cool guitar shop. That's awesome. Really cool. So, yeah, we'll send some. I actually don't play with a pick when I play guitar.
Okay. Randy?
Yeah. Randy does. Randy.
I use a pick when I play guitar. When I play bass, no, I don't use a pick. I use my Fenners.
Randy played bass.
I'm not sending one of my Fenners.
Oh, boy.
You're not sending a Fender pick?
No, I'm not going to send you one of my fingers, my Fender.
Oh, Fender.
My Fender.
Okay. I don't know.
Like I said, the ladies, ladies are loving it.
Bass. Wait a minute, Tim. Do people, if you play the bass, I feel like I've never seen bass players use a pick. Or am I way out to lunch in that one?
Some do, some don't, right,
like,
Randy?
Guitarist, I do. I like never can recall a pick being used in bass.
Or different songs might call. Randy's a bassist. He can answer this.
Sting uses a pick. He sings a lot. I will if I'm singing a lot, which I don't do much anymore. But yeah, pretty much.
Randy, the beginning of...
The women are losing their minds right now.
Yeah,
if I'm singing.
Yeah.
Jeez,
the beginning of the TV show Barney Miller... there's a great bass lick. Were they using a pick or no in that?
I'm going to say probably not. I used to know how to play it, and I could probably do it again, but I did not use it.
Strong. Oh, boy, a lot of stuff here. All right, here we go. Another letter. And Rainey's going to put that address up. Yeah, it's 101 West Argonne, St. Louis, Missouri, box 158, 63122. Dear consumers, it's Luke Payne writing back with some gifts. A little thanks for the very kind gesture you did by signing the Pringles can and sending it back. And a big thanks for the salmon shirt and Buffalo Bills towel from Sean.
Over here.
I am a Steelers fan, so the Bills towel is a close second to the terrible towel, but still go Bills.
I'll tell you what, I do legit. I would squeeze for the Steelers if the Bills were out. I have no hatred. I like those blue collar cities, kind of those rough Detroit, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, man.
Yeah.
It's got grit.
Paris.
Pally. I got three stickers for you guys and a magnet for Randy from his bandmate's dad's band. Sorry for the huge box with such little gifts. It's all I had. I think you guys can figure out which sticker goes to which person. Again, hopefully you guys will get a chance to do a show in Charleston, West Virginia. If so, I will be there. Again, thank you guys again. Love listening every week. I will end this letter with one of my favorite Bible verses. Sean 390. For you have the right to charge your phone.
There it is.
And live in the why and the logic. Sincerely, Luke Payne. So,
my man.
We got a magnet that says, got the Allman Brothers.
Oh, that's cool.
For Randy. We have a Buffalo Bills sticker.
That's nice. Awesome, man. Yeah. What a good egg. That's really cool, man.
A St. Louis Cardinals sticker, which I'm sure is for Greg, because there's a Notre Dame Fighting Irish sticker that I'm sure.
Tim's alma mater.
Yeah. You know, I think Tim and I think the Fighting Irish.
Yep.
All the time.
Pretty good. We got another one here. Hey, guys, thanks for the great podcast each week. I'm looking forward to seeing all of you on the Nateland Cruise. In honor of your 390th episode, I've sent along some awards to mark the occasion. Thanks for the laughs, Scott Elliott. P.S. There's a picture here. This is me on the left and my brother Daniel on the right with Greg in California. So it's a picture of Greg, post-show Greg, and then two guys wearing the Nateland podcast t-shirt. So it's these two brothers, which is awesome. And now these certificates.
Oh, certificates.
I'm just seeing these for the first time. What's going on? It says the coterie of the these are real fancy gold. What do you call that? Gold leaf, almost
embossed.
I like that.
Yeah.
There's certificates that are very official looking. Yeah. They've got a seal on them. This one has it's got a.
GIF. I don't see a seal.
That is a seal, my friend.
I knew it.
God, that wasn't a real seal in here. That was just me doing a seal.
That was him. Yeah. No, I put it together.
Eric, man. You were a seal. Oh, yeah, you were a
murderer. Yeah. I think he was a seal.
Here we go. This certificate, the coterie of the consumers, presented to Greg Warren, has been awarded the certificate of perseverance in recognition of putting up with Dustin Nickerson's roast and some numerous dumb comments from Sean.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
The graphic on here is a jar of Jif. Here you are.
I'm honored. Thank you very much.
I'll go next. The coterie of the consumers, this one's for me, Tim Convey, has been awarded the certificate of achievement in recognition of reading my Darth Elliott. Oh, that's his name. Darth Elliott's comments on the show in 14% of your episodes.
Nice.
The graphic on mine is a shopping cart.
Oh yeah. Tim, yeah. His favorite, man. He wants that. Yeah. He wants that shot.
Too bad Sean and I are not in there.
Okay. The coterie of the consumers. This one is for Sean O'Brien.
I'm going to get hit.
He's been awarded, you guessed it, the 390 award in recognition of 3 minutes and 90 seconds worth of laughter. Signed, Scott Elliott. His graphic is, of course, a salmon.
A salmon.
The fish.
Love it.
And then he wants us to send this one back to him. This is one that it looks like we are issuing him. He's been awarded the Fan Appreciation Award in recognition of being an excellent member of the Coder. He's got our logo and everything on there, and a self-addressed stamp envelope. So thanks for that, Scott. Anyway, thank you guys for mailing stuff, for the comments, for sending us stuff, and for continuing to show up at shows and stuff.
Yeah, this is all really cool.
It's awesome.
Yeah, man, absolutely. Real, real good stuff.
Can I plug stuff?
We have been the consumers.
Oh, come on!
What do you want to plug?
We just announced some music shows. So we're bringing Can You Feel the Punk Tonight, the punk rock Disney tribute, to Chicago, Illinois, and Madison, Wisconsin. So we just announced those dates. CanYouFeelThePunkTonight.com or TimConveyStuff.com, all that. So I'm in Chicago at Zany's doing stand-up.
June 1st.
And then I'll be in Chicago with Can You Feel the Punk Tonight August 9th. And then Madison, I believe, the 10th. So timconveystuff.com. Tickets for all those just went on sale. And as you said earlier, that Chicago, June 1st, that's a small room. Get those tickets because I'd love to have some of the coterie out there supporting.
Outstanding.
Replica coasters.
They're not going to be there.
Replicas.
anything that you want to plug, Sean?
I think it's tricky because when this comes out, it might be a pointless plug.
Okay.
It's a date interference.
Well, tell us about it.
St. Louis. I'll be at the Westport Funny Bone, St. Louis. March.
In March.
What's today?
Yeah, March. That sounds
in good. March, 27th through the 30th.
Okay, we might hit it. We may not.
I don't know. It just depends. We got a lot of stuff.
We're recording
going
this
on.
Episode a little bit early.
Yeah. But Greg's going to Europe, so.
Yeah, we're trying to bank a few episodes because I'm going to Europe with Nate. So if you guys can make it over to Oslo or Paris or London, Manchester, some of those places and more, come see me and Nate and Mike Vecchione. Very funny that. Guy.
That's such a great show.
Is it just the three of you on the show, as far as you know?
Yeah. It's the three of us. Yeah. It's really great. Yeah. And my comedy special that has not been named yet is coming out May 16th.
That's right.
On Nateland. And I'm real excited about it. We're in the final stages of editing. I hope you guys check it out. And I hope I don't bug you too much over the next month begging you to watch it.
You think you're close on a name, man, or you're not even talking about it yet?
We've been throwing around the champ.
Oh, that's cool.
I love it, man.
Yeah, we've been throwing around the champ.
I like that. That is great.
That got me immediately.
Yeah, throwing that around.
That's
yeah.
pretty good, man.
I think it was a movie with Ricky Schroeder. We have been the consumers. You have been consumed.